Welcome to the full coverage.
Hey, we got a special guest in the house today.
We got Miss Carrie.
Hello, hello.
Also known as I Love Sarah on IG.
Hello, everyone.
Also thank you guys for having me.
I love Sarah. I'm so excited. Sarah 2.
Sarah 2.
Wait, is that what people say?
She's got a lot. I love Sarah 2. I love Sarahi, Sabrina. Oh.
I think the Sarahi one is me.
So, yeah. That's actually you. You used to say it. You're better now.
I'm better now. I'm better now.
It's the Alabama.
It is.
Sarahi.
Not the he. Not Michael Jackson.
If you guys, if anyone here is named Sarahi or you have a similar name like that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's just.
You've experienced all this.
Yeah. Like, sometimes if my middle name is being called in public, like when I was growing up, I would immediately stop them like halfway through. Like, I'm here, here.
Don't say my name.
Don't say it all.
Yeah, I'm like thank please you. Don't. Please don't. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That is so funny.
But I'm used to it. I don't correct anyone in person.
Yeah,
like,
no.
If someone calls it, I'm just like,
that's because you're sweet. You're always sweet.
Yeah, you're honestly the sweetest. Sometimes. Like, genuine. Okay, she's also a Virgo, like Laura.
She is.
And that's how we get along really well.
I love Karen for that exact reason. Laura's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like just innately, I just love your energy because of it. I love Virgos.
Virgos are good. I like Virgos.
We're very unique. We're just amazing.
Oh, okay, and so clean, humble.
Clean, humble.
And clearly so humble.
We love to organize.
We hold grudges. We remember every time someone does us wrong. We remember everything.
I mean, honestly, so is that how you are too? Because like Laura does remember everything.
I remember a lot. I don't know. Like there's a lot of qualities. I don't know if this is like nice to say, like that I like about myself. And I'm like, wow, I'm happy that I'm very organized and
detail
oriented and blah, blah, you know, the list goes on of things. But then there's things about me that I'm like, I wish I really wasn't like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I feel like I can relate to every sign. Like sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like that too.
Yeah.
100%. But I think that's good though, because I think that I like there's traits about me too that I'm like, oh, I love this about me. And like, I don't mind being like, I love this about me.
Yeah.
But there's things that I'm like, why am I such a dumbass bitch? Like, there's moments too where I'm like, why am I like this?
Why don't
I have a man?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. That's a different episode. This isn't about me. It's about you.
Let's get into it.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
First of all, if you guys don't know who Karen is, she is beauty guru expertise.
Mm-hmm. IG baddie extraordinaire, actually.
Home decor guru.
I know, slowly becoming more like a little bit of
lifestyle.
You know what, Laura actually really inspires me because we both started like in beauty, just like beauty. And then After that, we both like, I mean, we're both very similar in the sense that we love like
home.
Me and
Karen are the exact same age.
Oh yeah, I'll spend my whole day like, oh yeah, we're like we have a few weeks apart.
Uh-huh. I think we're a week apart in age.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I actually didn't even know that myself. Yeah.
Really?
Wow, no, that's insane.
So we're like experiencing life at the same capacity, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but we're very into like the same things. Like we, like if I could spend my Sunday afternoon always organizing, cleaning, I would. I just love that. I don't know. Maybe because we're just adults too, but yeah. I personally.
Yeah, same. I was like, yeah, no, absolutely. I love cleaning and organizing.
You know what's funny? I always get asked, people are always like, wait, you don't have someone come clean your house? I'm like, no, I like to clean because I feel like I clean really good. Like, mm-hmm. I take so much pride in the fact that I'm like, I cleaned that so well, that window, that counter.
Isn't it? I don't even so let nice.
Dust collect. Like, yeah. I'm just already on it. But I enjoy it. I personally enjoy that. I think I get a little bit of me time.
Yeah.
And
you think it's like therapeutic.
Time off your phone. Yeah, but then it's really annoying too because sometimes I'm like, I can't move to the next thing without finishing something.
Like, it's almost like neurotic. Like, where you get to the point where it's literally like, okay, I have to come honed in. Absolutely.
It's so fucking annoying. I annoy myself sometimes. And when I'm like, I don't know, I clean up and I know there's like a mark, like, I cannot move until I clean that up. Mm-hmm. And then mentally, mm-hmm. it'll bother me all day long. Mm-hmm. That's part of the Virgo.
Are you the type of person who, like, I, like, if there's a bunch of dishes in the sink, like, I typically don't want to go to bed. Like, or if you're like, let me just do this real quick, even though it's like 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just like.
Listen, put it this way. We came back from a trip just a few days ago, actually on Sunday, and mm-hmm. we arrived home around 11:30. And I immediately unpacked my luggage, put everything away, put my dirty clothes away. And thankfully, because like I said, this is a Virgo part of me, I packed packing cubes.
Yes, the cubes.
But on my way home, I will make one of the biggest cubes my laundry. So when I get home, I just like pull the laundry one out, throw that one into smart. The, I'm just always like that. And then the next day, Sebastian was like, where's the luggages? I'm like, I already unpacked everything. He's like, oh, okay. But I always do that. And it was late. Mm-hmm. After that, I did a little bit of cleaning, a little tidying up. And then I went to bed around 1:30.
That sounds right. That sounds very right to me.
You guys, do you want to know
Virgo
the real?
For you.
That sounds holy to me.
Y'all want to know the Spirit. Aries? Activate. Y'all want to know the real Aries gag? Hmm. I still have a bag packed that I haven't fully
from
emptied
what year?
From 6 months ago.
Stop.
It's in my closet. So I'm not even
Manny.
Kidding. Like, it's still. I will send you a photo.
Can
I'll send you guys both.
Can I come in and
yeah, right?
Like, I need a Virgo
I'll
man.
I'll get rid of everything in you own.
You know what? Virgo men are not like women.
Not good?
I don't think they are.
I heard that too. It's not the same.
I've heard really bad things about Virgo men.
You're kidding.
I don't know very many. I know a few, and the ones that I do know are pretty mm-hmm. actually really cool.
Okay, cool.
But I don't.
But it's like based off of experiences, like from other people.
Like, I always hear online. Like, yes. Oh my God, love a Virgo woman, but not a Virgo man. And I'm like, wait, now I think about it. I think I only know two Virgo men. And I mean, they're cool.
Yeah.
But we don't know them like, you know.
Deep enough
Virgo
to know.
Virgo women are my favorite though. Yeah.
We are a little iconic.
Thank you.
You guys are actually my, and you know, I don't know if I told this, but like one of my high school best friends was a Virgo woman.
You must attract them.
Really?
I genuinely like love Virgo women. Like, I love it.
I'm and into
I,
it.
And I'm out, but you like Arieses.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I like Sagittarius too.
Yes.
You know what sign is Tyler?
Cancer.
Cancer. Oh, Mom, what's in your boo-boo?
She's going to trigger me, y'all. She's going to trigger me on this
what
day.
What sign do you want then?
I actually don't. I would probably say Sag or Leo because I feel like those are my most compatible as an Aries.
So Sebastian's a Gemini.
Okay.
And we're like apparently... Not,
is that like a good compatibility?
No. We're okay, like works. We're like complete. It says no. We're like not supposed to be together, I guess.
But I mean, honestly.
But that's so untrue because you guys as a couple are kind of iconic.
Literally.
Yeah. How we're just together? Completely different. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah. January.
Like, I'm genuinely curious.
January, I think it's 12 years. January.
Wow.
12 years.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And like the next step is coming.
Yeah.
Honey,
oh my
the engagement
God.
Is here.
Whenever they got sure engaged, is. I was like, you guys are already a married couple.
Yeah, we
that's
really
probably
are.
The last thing you want to hear, though.
You know what? It's definitely like, we feel like we already are married because we've been together for so long, but I think nothing makes it better than like it being like for official, sure.
Yeah.
Like having
totally.
like really sealing it, celebrating like our love, our
that's
time together.
That's what it is. It's like honestly a celebration of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, I guess you guys will be kind of the first to know because I'm not announcing
an
this,
exclusive?
No.
A full coverage exclusive?
So we got engaged December of 2020, actually, mm-hmm. December 13th. And it was kind of a weird time where we were like kind of going into a new year. We all obviously like were really unsure of how the world was going to be,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we went into the year and we're like, okay, we enjoyed our engagement the first few months, just like really soaking it in because, you know, when you're engaged, those first few months, few weeks, it's just like the craziest feeling of like mm-hmm. happiness and just feeling like, I don't know, you're just on like cloud nine, right?
Yeah.
And then it gets into like, okay, let's start planning. So we started planning like around April, and then Sebastian's sister unfortunately had a really, really, really bad accident. She suffered from an AVM, which is a brain hemorrhage. And literally that week before we were viewing venues. And after that happened, we like pulled back on everything. We took our time. He really was like just not well.
Totally.
Really went through it with him and his family. And thankfully she's good now. She's alive. She made it and she's great now. But that kind of like set us back. And then we just got really busy. And then life just kind of caught up. And then this whole year, I feel like it just went by so fast.
It has been so busy.
So do I look at you guys?
You can look at us and them. And I kind of teeter back and forth.
So
like, I know when I'm with Sebastian, I'm always like this. And then because we have a monitor, I like stare at myself.
Me too.
It's a little bit of a, I'll do like, if I want to emphasize something, I'll be like, oh my God. And I'll literally look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then go back. Just like things like that.
Good to know.
Yeah, there you go. You did it. Exactly
like when you
that.
Said, you're like, oh, you're a boo. I'm like,
right.
So that's why I go.
I'm fucking dead. We'll talk about that right now.
Well, okay. So you scaled back because
yeah, we pushed
going
back
on.
A little bit. And then from there, we're like, holy shit, we're like halfway into the year.
Yeah.
And I kind of started to panic. I was like, wait, like, we have nothing planned. Like I started freaking out, and then I'm like, I don't know why I keep feeling like I have to rush. I don't know if it's because, you know, we've been together for so long, but I kind of panicked and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be this couple's engaged for 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't want to do that. And, you know, I stressed myself out and then I stopped. I'm like, okay, it'll happen when it's meant to happen. So just as of like a month ago, we started like looking at venues again. So we definitely took our time.
Yeah.
Because I realized with wedding and venue shopping, what I don't want, like as much as I saw beautiful things, I would go look at these venues and I was like, dude, this shit's corny.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, what do you mean I gotta be done at 9?
You want something real.
Yo, I was seriously so... Like, I was catfish half the time because I would go look at these venues that I saw online.
Right.
And I get there and I'm like,
oh,
get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Horrible.
Yeah, but we still went and saw them because I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be optimistic and see maybe like if there's something that good can happen from it. Now we were catfish on like so many venues, and then a lot of them just had so many rules. And then we ended up actually circling back to one of the first venues that we looked at we really liked it, but we wanted to see our options.
Okay.
Yeah.
After like handfuls of options, we were like, you know what? I think it's the one. So this Friday we are making our deposit.
Fuck yeah.
And we'll have our official date.
We have a save the date. Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
And then I told Sebastian, you know, right when this is done, like we immediately have to start. Like,
yeah.
it's for real.
And when we got engaged, he planned everything and had a little something at the house with very small friends, immediate family. And we never really got to celebrate that engagement because it was such a weird time. We couldn't get together with a lot of people. But I said, as soon as we book, like at the year away mark or however, because we don't have a wedding date. We're going to see what they have open. Like we're not going based on like, I'm just going to pick a day that I feel like I want it on.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of different. People sometimes like to do it like on an anniversary or something.
Okay. I always wondered. I have no idea.
Yeah. Some people are like that. I don't really care. I'm like, it's what you have available and I'll work with you guys.
Right.
Totally. We're really easy going with that. But as soon as like that year mark hits, I'm going to have an engagement party. Like I'm going to throw up.
Like you're going to do it for reals.
It's like a mini wedding pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, as it should be.
After 12 years?
12 years?
Honey, like you got to like kind of do it up.
Oh yeah, I'm doing everything.
Like, let's be honest here.
I'm literally going to have my bachelor party probably in Puerto Rico. I want to go somewhere fun.
Like you want to fucking do it up.
Oh yeah.
I was actually going to ask like where would your dream, what's it called? A honeymoon.
You
like,
know,
do you have a destination that you're like, dude, I want to go here for a honeymoon?
We've been to so many beautiful places.
Right. Yeah,
grateful to have been to so many places. I have to say, though, one place I'm loving so much right now is Lake Como in Italy. It is romantic and beautiful. I think I want to go to Europe for sure, but I think I'm thinking Italy, somewhere in Italy. But again, like, I really don't know. Maybe I want to change it up to like an island
later
on.
Maybe in like a year
on.
You'll change it.
I don't know. Yeah. I just want to go somewhere very...
different, somewhere you haven't been before. Never been.
I know that I don't want to be like in a city. Like I don't want to be like I don't know.
Yeah.
Traffic and whatnot. Yeah. Like I want to go somewhere very, somewhere that I probably would never like.
Relax, free.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful scenery.
Have you seen Lake Como?
I don't know. I may have. Yeah, let's see it.
I love it. I like how Karen's like, let me bust out the video. Like, let me do the whole thing.
Let me go on TikTok because TikTok's got these videos that have me convinced that I need to probably.
To go there. While we look at that, let me go and take a quick break.
Hey, we'll be right back after this. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. And we're back.
Woo!
And we're back.
I'm showing her the wedding invite list.
We're looking, just to make sure we're on the list. Listen, on the wedding list.
Look at, so you see my hands.
You like to triple check.
Scroll and
it's just scrolling. There's no typing involved.
I actually have you, Tyler, and Laura together like as a.
Yes.
As it should be.
We're one party.
As it should
Tyler,
be.
Tyler, Manny.
Oh, I love it.
Joe, Caesar, Jamie, Jack.
You guys are my, yeah, you guys are my dates.
Let's be crazy.
Ooh, this
you
guys are my dates. Literally.
It's going to be a good one. We're really excited. So more to come.
I can't wait to glam you for your wedding.
Wedding.
No fucking way.
I'm gonna need a trial run.
I'm like, I want to be paid $50.
I actually want to be glammed by you.
No, she's you guys, she asked me before.
Has.
I'm like, Nar.
Why?
Honestly, like, when it comes to people that are glam, I don't want to glam.
I'm rolling my eyes so far back right now.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, I don't want to glam you because, like, I'm not good.
Karen's also really good at makeup.
That's why.
I know.
I'm like, dude, you worked at MAC. Like, she knows her tea.
No, but I like to be glammed by other people. Like, I really, but I like to get, like, beat. Like,
she, it's because you can take so much makeup and your face can take it. It can take a beating. Like, mine can take it. Yours can take it.
Mm-mm.
I'm like,
I can't take a full beating.
This is my favorite glam on you though. Like, this soft glam is gorgeous. This just works best.
Like, suits best. I have a small, narrow, weird face with big teeth and big
eyes.
It's not
weird. It's like,
she's
so
down.
Dude,
it makes me violent. I'm like, Laura, you know you're actually drop dead gorgeous, right?
You know who I realized you look like too?
Who?
Well, I'm sure you always get Sandra Bullock. Do you
have a I was just gonna say Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
I just watched the proposal and like, I think the same thing.
And then do you follow Samara, the fashion blogger on Instagram?
I don't know. Is it the girl I always get tagged? I feel bad because this is one girl on this the TikTok that she always makes TikToks, and every time they tag her, like, you look like Laura Lee. I'm like, this controller thinks I'm so ugly. She's like crying herself to sleep.
Let me see. I want her to know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, no. Oh, someone has showed I sent you one of her posts.
Wait a damn minute.
Like, I think that looks like you a lot.
Well, she's gorgeous, so I'm going to take every, I'm going to take it to the head. When
okay, honestly, who do I look like as a celebrity? No one. Literally no one.
I was going to say.
My basement.
Literally no one. That's the gag. I don't look like any celeb.
Unique New York.
I don't have that.
Unique New York. Who does she look like? Karen?
I can't think. I cannot think of anyone I can think about.
I get, you know who I get a lot, actually, which I think is like a really odd one? Some girl named Chriselle from Sailing Sunset.
Oh, okay. I've never actually watched Sailing Sunset.
I've seen a photo of her and I'm like, I think it's just the glam. I think we just like wear a lot of the heavy lash, the lip, the big hair. Like, I think it's just this.
You're a glam
girl. You know, people also tell me like Eva Longoria sometimes.
I can see it.
I think it's because we have a little bit of a crooked smile, like big teeth.
And you part down the middle.
You don't have crooked teeth.
And she doesn't have crooked teeth. She also like has like Invisalign. Like, you're freaking fine.
I think the most you look like Samara, that girl, and Sandra Bullock, like together.
A little combination. A fusing. I've heard a young Robert Downey Jr., but I'm not claiming that because he's too fine.
You gotta see what he looks like.
The hair, perhaps.
Maybe the hair.
Yeah, your hair, I think it's styled the same
but
as his.
But no, I can't. I'm like, Robert Downey, I'm so sorry.
Look. I gotta do some research. I'll figure out something.
Okay, got it.
Find out me and Karen have neighborhood drama. We need to talk about this tree. Oh, Lord. Okay, so in this area that we live, it's like on our side of town. It's not our neighborhood, but it is the area. So we heard about it. This huge, beautiful, beautiful Harry Potter looking tree. It's Ty's favorite tree, by the way.
Mine too.
Oh.
It's like shocking.
We ride our bikes by there during the summer. We're riding our bikes by this area. It's a beautiful neighborhood.
Karen, Sebastian, and Tyler are in a biker gang, by the way.
Yeah, we are.
we have matching vests and we yell at people. No,
it's really cute.
None of that's true. But we are in a biker gang. That part's true.
We look electric bikes.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah, wait, what's that called, the bike?
Super
73. Super 73s. Yeah.
Oh, those are great.
I have one too now. They influence me.
We literally spend our
one.
Whole summer on them.
Yeah, and honestly, like, oh my God, about this tree. Oh my gosh. So we used to drive by, right by this house all the time. And I was getting my nails done the other day and I always get like on my YouTube, I get the, what is it called? Like, you know, when you go to your, it's not for
homepage.
You page. Jeez, look at TikTok's taking over my life.
Your sub feed, yes. Homepage. Yes. Okay.
And it recommends things. So after watching like one or two news channels, you're always going to get like news.
Always.
Right? You did not.
So
see
was on there and I was like, oh my God, it said a tree had fallen in the area that we live in. So I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. So I clicked on the article and they showed the house and I was like, wait, this looks really familiar. And I looked at the street and I'm like, we've ridden our bikes by this. And it's the house that I love. It's a like a tree house looking house.
Yes.
A beautiful.
The tree is shockingly beautiful, by the way.
It's like an oak.
Like it would catch your eye. Like if you rode past it, you would see this tree and be like, oh wow, look at that.
It's an oak, but it has a very unique way it kind of lays out.
It looks like Harry Potter. Yes. It's like very
whimsical,
whomping and twiggy. Like
it's
really
a beautiful, beautiful tree, humongous. But this tree weighs 100,000 pounds.
The tree is
100,000.
The tree is way, way, way bigger than the house.
Yes.
Just like
the tree, it was like this is a house and the tree kind of shadowed over it. I mean, the whole neighborhood has these mature trees that have just been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Not hundreds, maybe.
I would think probably
like 70, 80 years. They're mature. They are definitely there for a while. But from what the news said was in the middle of the night, the tree, apparently something happened with the roots. I don't know if they were rotten or old, but it had tipped over.
Because the tree did not break. The tree literally fell from the ground.
This way.
What? Like, it was top heavy.
Like their whole ground is lifted up.
And they don't know if it's from the winds throughout the last few days.
Because
the
winds were really intense.
But it ended up falling on this house and killing the man that lived in
there. Wait, what?
It killed him that night.
It fell onto the house.
But listen, me and Ty rode past it this morning and it looks like a movie scene. No, like I've never seen
it. It's actually really
like
scary.
This.
Oh, that's so sad.
I drove by it too and it is
it's shocking.
Just shredded, completely shredded the top portion. But what's even sadder is that like when you drive by and if you look, a portion of the rooms, you can see it from the outside.
Bedroom.
You can see the bedroom.
And
it's
so
sad. Heartbreaking, man.
To be crushed by a tree. Let's put ourselves in their situation. Imagine you don't have your house or your husband anymore in a split second.
No, I
can't. I was like, well, they I know there was a wife.
No, they do actually. They do.
They have one.
I have it. Yeah, I have it right here. Actually,
oh, that's amazing.
Because our neighborhood wanted to help, and they actually. It's so crazy. We have a group chat with all the neighbors, and they actually just started it.
Oh, good.
That's really sweet.
Because it's a mom, a daughter,
are
and a dog was like rescued.
Like a literal family. It's like a full blown family.
The house looks like a family now.
Broke my heart. It's just really that. Just that whole. It just broke my heart because it's like you just. You know, who would have thought you go to sleep, you lay down, and the tree
that's
been in front of your house for so many years, you know, and they just, from what I had heard through our neighborhood thing, is they just redid the front yard and everything. So it's like,
so horrible. You know, how would you ever know, honestly?
They took really good care of the house. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was really well kept.
It really shook up the whole area that we live in, because nothing like that ever happens there. But to have a tree and then... Everyone in that neighborhood has massive trees.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's looking at their trees. Yeah, like, everyone
I mean, we have a humongous oak tree in our backyard.
Yeah.
Huge oak tree that was planted from the previous owner. There was only one owner before he moved in. And the tree was planted by the children who are now in their 70s, 80s.
Wow.
And gosh.
Yeah, it's a huge, 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 also an oak tree. But it's not as big as that one. This one's like
that one was like insane. What's really sucky is the tree definitely could have fallen towards the street and it fell right at the house.
That's horrible.
By the times I've driven by, because that tree, like I said, it stands out. It actually was kind of like this.
Oh, no way.
It was leaning.
Yeah, it was kind of leaning because of the way it was. It was so unique. I wish I could find a photo of it.
I know. I wish I would have taken a picture.
I know I have in my stories from a long time ago. Oh, yeah. I have storied that tree before.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those like where you ride by.
Why did it have to be that tree that fell? Like the iconic tree. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. It's sad.
I feel so sad for the family. I can't imagine, just because it's like happened so fast and like no time to prepare for like your life.
And right before the holidays.
Like, oh my gosh.
That just adds a whole nother level to it.
The worst fucking time ever.
I know. That's when it breaks my heart, and it's like, you know, like what do you do, like how do you continue? Like I've never experienced that, especially like a freak accident. Like, how do you just continue? I just don't. I have so many questions. I would not be like okay or well
if
I was
in that situation. No,
absolutely
way.
Not
no
wait, speaking of the neighborhood thing, because I remember when you were coming in, like when we first, like you came up, you were talking about like people following you home.
Oh, I
not
was
you specifically.
Yeah, I was
but like that's like a thing.
It's okay, going
you guys,
on
right
wait,
now
I need to hear about it, because I actually don't know anything
and
at all.
You drive
I'm very
a fancy
curious
car too.
Yeah. Yeah, so right now in LA, if you guys are from the LA area or just SoCal, it's like all over the news. The amount of smash and grab robberies, follow home robberies, break-ins into homes, into cars. Right now, my friend just posted a story of this lady today in Hancock Park, which is like a very like historic neighborhood, beautiful, very safe, was walking her baby, an infant, no less than a year old.
Stop.
This baby looked like a baby, like 3 to 8 months old, walking her, and her camera footage caught her like coming into her house or a driveway and like about to like go in, and two guys walked up, robbed her in broad daylight.
And robbed her baby?
In the
no,
hell?
Not the baby.
But, oh
like,
my God.
Like, so her backpack.
What are they
going to
do with the baby?
I don't know, but
you
I'm
never
scared.
Know.
Yeah.
You
honestly,
never know. Sell
honestly,
it? I'm like, that's
but
terrifying.
The fact that it's like happening in broad daylight in
it's
really
insane.
Nice neighborhoods, just kind of happening everywhere. I know like this kind of stuff happens everywhere in the world all the time. It's not like newsflash to a lot of people, but it actually is for a lot of us in LA who aren't used to this happening every freaking day. Like every hour or so there is like
the snatch
like,
and grabs.
Yeah, well, to begin with, like all the, how about all like the Nordstrom's getting broken into?
Oh,
like
yeah,
20
the,
people go in.
What's it called here in LA?
Wait,
it's like the
like
big bust of people go in and they rob
a
at once
rush?
A bum no. rush of
I
people
it was a
it's on the new
mob.
Yeah,
flash mob is like when they're dancing. No, I literally said that. I was like, is it a flat? No.
But like in LA and like the Nordstrom's and big department stores right now, they're bomb rushing them with a bunch of people go in and rob at once.
And then
looting, essentially.
Looting,
yeah. But what they're doing is they're like breaking in, grabbing everything, running out. They're like taking sledgehammers to the windows, robbing people, like I said, in broad daylight. And then it's also happening a lot on Rodeo. Like I know they just hit up Bottega Veneta. They hit up like a Rolex store. Like there's so many stores that have been just getting broken into. Daylight, nighttime, doesn't matter. But also what they're doing is following you home. So if you're driving a nice car, you have nice jewelry on, a purse, whatever, they will follow you home.
And rob
doesn't
you
matter
in
how
your
far
driveway.
You live and rob you in your driveway.
Yeah, there where they know you're isolated.
There was a couple that had just left the highlight room in West Hollywood or Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. Hollywood.
Okay.
You know where the highlight room is at? You had your party there for your lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
They left there, drove all the way home in Upland. You guys know how far Upland is?
It's far.
Upland
sure.
is going towards San Bernardino.
Oh my God.
It's like 50, 40 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those people follow them home there and then rob them in their driveway, pepper sprayed them, stole their stuff. I mean, I'm sure what they do is they eye to see like if you're wearing like a Rolex or an Audemars, like a nice, or that what it's called?
So they rob your person. Like a watch. Like they rob you.
Yeah, you're getting robbed.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. And it's happening so much that the other day we had a Friendsgiving. Our friends hosted something at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And we went, and it's in the area where all the robberies have been happening. And when we left, all of us were just kind of like, okay, you guys, like, be careful, because you just don't know.
You literally don't know.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, Sebastian, take a different way home. So we went like a completely different way home.
Yeah.
I just made sure no one was following, because you just never know. I mean, we weren't wearing anything. I'm on my Apple Watch. We weren't wearing anything.
Anytime, Karen, we've like even gone into stores or like anything, you always take your ring off. Like you're always like, Karen's like very smart about it.
Yeah. I'm very aware.
Very aware.
I pay attention. I've never thought about like seeing someone's following me home, but I definitely pay attention to my surroundings.
You know what? Not me really either. And we should.
Not at all when I'm driving. Well, not even fucking close.
Now I am. I'm like,
only my surroundings.
I'm
like
gonna
in
take
person.
My ass to the police station. Oh, that's what I would do.
Yeah. If you guys are driving, if you ever feel somebody following you,
drive to the police station. Type into your GPS. Don't act like you don't know where it is. Yep. Type in your GPS. Go to the police station.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And don't like go faster. Just go normal.
Take them right there.
Do it. And then, pull up right then. And if you can, like, try to catch the plates. I don't know what you got to do, but just whatever you do, like, you just have to do that. I was watching the news too. They were doing like some, they were actually on the news giving advice. Wow. If you find yourself in a situation, like if they try to take your stuff, just let them take it. Don't even fight them.
But they were just saying
like put your hands up and just be like, oh my God. Like, you just kind of scare them, startle them a little bit.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I feel like in a place where that would happen to you, like, what do you do? Like, a part of you, I would freeze. I'd be like, take whatever you want.
I would freeze. Fight, freeze. I'm freezing.
We actually had a friend of ours, a really, really, really close friend of ours, get robbed.
Kind of the same situation.
Yeah, like a few months ago.
No way.
Before it became a thing. And it's actually, the cops had just, the detective just told them that because they robbed her and her man and put guns to both of them, like to her head and chest. And she was pregnant. And they didn't give a fuck.
They didn't give a fuck. They just took everything.
And they took his watch and everything. And then the detectives hit him up maybe like a month ago and told them that they have some leads, because it's the same people that are doing everything now.
Oh. They're going to get caught up.
What happened with them is they got followed home. And when they parked, two cars came on the side.
And blocked them in.
And imagine four guys coming out, all guns.
Oh, hell. I'll give up anything.
Don't care.
Anything.
Yeah, take it all.
Absolutely. It's just like, it's so scary. So it's like a really scary times out here, just in general. Like, this is like, if you guys are watching, this is your sign to be vigilant.
Extra careful.
Like, lock your doors. Just
don't sit in parking lots.
Especially when you're coming out of like any store, like look around, like see. As a true crime junkie who watches so much true crime, I'm already very like paranoid and I don't trust anyone and whatnot. But now even more, I'm like, fuck, my stress leaving the store is like up
even
now.
Higher.
I don't want to go anywhere. My last YouTube video, I was recommending products for women. Pepper spray was one of them.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, get pepper spray. But no, when you spray it, you're all about to get pepper spray.
Yeah, it's you too. But to be prepared for it.
Pepper spray can literally save your fucking life. Some guy jumps in your car, something pepper spray the living shit out of him. Yeah. And it could literally save your life.
And there's also pepper spray that actually has like a color. So it would actually stain them.
They have blue pepper spray now and it stains them.
I also have two other recommendations. Is there's one on a keychain. Because, we always walk with our keychains. That one too. But this one's actually like an alarm, and you pull it. And it blares so freaking loud, like insanely loud.
Oh, it's genius.
It's very, very loud. So you have that. And then you can also have I have this one purse that has a little sack right here. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a whistle on there. And the whistle, it's like the piercing kind where it will like sound off cars.
It's jarring.
Yeah. And those you can get them on Amazon to say like self-defense for women.
It's so worth it.
And it's like pepper spray that. There's just so much you can do to.
It's so scary.
Because I always say this, people who are like, if they're going to rob you, they're probably terrified as well.
Of course. They
don't know who
they don't know what the fuck's happening.
Uh-huh. No.
They don't know who the fuck they're fucking
like,
with.
As confident as they are, like, a part of them has to think what's going to happen.
They don't know what's
like,
going to happen.
Oh my God, what if they have a gun? Or they know how to fight or whatever.
Yeah.
You just never know. But you have to, if you startle them in any way, do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going based on like what I think,
It's also like it's like also one of the things, especially because it's like holiday season. People get a little bit more desperate during the holiday times.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like it's literally the holiday time.
Well, people can also resell your stuff It's not always desperation. Sometimes people can resell your stuff easier in the holiday times.
Of course.
But you know what I mean?
Also, too, another thing to know is like ways to not be a victim either is like not leaving things in your car.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Not leaving your car open. Mm-hmm. When you leave your house, turn all your lights on. We do. We turn them all. I mean, we always have a house sitter and we never leave our house unattended, but we always have our lights on. And I think, you know, you just set like, that's like, hey, like,
lights on, TV on.
It's so scary. We even have to freaking think like that. But
I know you do though.
But even like when you're like coming out of like a Target, like don't ever like park your car next to like a van. Like it's like things like that too, that are just so insane.
Don't linger
really
in your parking lot.
Don't linger. Just fucking get and go. Like
lock your car as soon as you get in, because those car doors don't lock them automatically.
Like I will say, like growing up as a man, like I've never, I mean, I've definitely feared it, but I know it's like instilled, I feel like in women so much more, like the horror stories are like the fear is so intense. Like for me, I feel like that's, again, like I grew up privileged in that way where I don't have that same kind of like
worry
sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas like as I've gotten older, I have, because I've just like, as naturally I've gotten more anxious about things.
Of course.
And now I'm more cautious and aware, but like growing up, like I didn't really have that as much.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's because my parents had all boys. Like, y'all never really had boys.
We always were my mom. They never,
like, it's not like, don't worry about me, worry about you.
A tweet a few years ago, I don't know if you guys have any of you have seen this, but it said, if there was a day without a guy, what would you do? Like, if men weren't around,
I would literally be butt naked for the rest of my life.
You know what people said? Ooh. I would take walks at night.
Oh,
my God. See, like
the things that these women wanted to do.
Get gas whenever the fuck you wanted to get
exactly.
gas.
Exactly.
And is that like, is that something that you worry about too?
Guys.
Like not you, but like in just like the worry.
First of all, gas station at night.
This is something fascinating. Like, this is me like learning.
Even
like,
gas during daylight, I cannot tell you the amount of men who have like harassed or bothered the shit out of me seeing me get gas in my car by myself.
Oh no! Why? See, Sebastian always.
But saying what?
He
like,
always
what do they
like
say?
Never lets me.
Ty, I yelled at him one time because I went to the gas station to get gas, and a guy harassed me as usual here, and I literally went the fuck off. I was like, "God damn it, Ty!" And ever since then, I haven't pumped gas again.
Yeah, I.
No way.
So Sebastian usually pumps it because I'm like he knows I'm already like freaking paranoid with everything. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm paranoid. I'm just I don't trust anyone. Like I'm like, you cannot trust people.
You can't.
People are just, they're weird. They're just weird ass people out there. So you have to be very like aware. And Sebastian's more like, you're always thinking about that stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm just, as a woman, I have to
but
be like
But I think
like
it's
that.
Also because Sebastian probably hasn't really thought of it in that way because he's a man. And I wonder if it's like that one, it's like one of those things. Cause like for me, like I've left your house at like midnight and I've gotten gas.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would never do that.
And like that to me, that's so normal.
No
like
way.
It's so like, okay.
No
and
way.
I don't know. I think that's, I just like, I don't know. Like the, I just haven't grown up with that kind of like, worry as
it's
much.
Like you know what's crazy in women?
Is that
which is horrible to be honest that's instilled women like it's not fair you guys have to deal with that
right
it's not fair
for me it never really hit me that I had to be like this up until like a few years ago because back in the day like I wasn't aware of my
young
family
dumb and living
when
your life.
When you're young you don't give a fuck
the amount of times that like my friends and I would be out late by ourselves or doing this or doing that taking rides from strangers like back in the day. The amount of times that we've done that, I look back and I'm like, I'm just grateful nothing ever happened to me.
Oh my God, 100%. Same. I should be dead 3 times over.
Oh my God.
From my decisions of my youth, I should say.
Same.
With actually so many different things. I remember even when I was in college, like what we would do is like when someone would come out and like let's say the parking was too full, I would drive up to the next one and be like, hey, do you want to hop in my car so I can take you to your car so I get your spot? And I would do that literally all the time with women, men, it didn't matter. I was just like, hey, can I borrow your spot? And everyone would do it. So it's like crazy to think that is like,
that's insane, Manny.
That's insane. And I would hop into people's car and I would go to my car and get them their spot. Like that is like literally what I would do. When I was 20.
So crazy.
I would never.
That's literally what I was doing.
When you're talking to me, I'd be like, huh?
Yeah. And I thought that was really normal.
Yeah. Hell no.
I mean, back then. I mean,
maybe,
it's 10 years ago. Been weird, but I feel like.
Things are weirder at their all-time weirdest, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Things are at their all-time high in the weird.
Can we take a break, by the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
We should. We're taking a quick break.
Break time.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea.
Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. And we're back. Yeah. Just to literally have this conversation.
We're about to expose
we're
her.
Back. We're back. We're exposing
tell
Karen
us
now.
The, oh tell us God. A TV show or you haven't watched.
No, a TV show I haven't watched or?
Game of Thrones.
Okay, so I'm not into those series. They're just okay. So.
What is it about them that you don't like?
She
isn't
not Harry
my
Potter.
My lord. Talking to I can't even make it up because I don't even know what they say, but I hate that medieval time shit.
She said Twilight. So it seems very sci-fi to you.
So you don't like sci-fi vibes. You don't like sci-fi.
Okay, so I don't like, here's my list.
All right.
Things I'm not interested in. I'm not interested in Twilight, mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. I know you're going to say I'm missing out, but I'm not into it. Did I say Twilight already?
Yeah.
Harry
Potter. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
She's never watched Harry Potter.
No.
What have you watched?
What in the hell?
Name a show you've watched.
Yeah, and
a
you
show,
liked it. Yeah. That's not true crime.
Breaking Bad. That was
that's
a good
a
one.
Show. That's a good one. I'm surprised you watched that.
Oh, Dexter?
Yes, I used to watch Dexter. Shameless.
Oh, Shameless is amazing.
Let me think. Give me some more. Narcos.
You like
Narcos
adult shows. Like adult.
I just can't with that like medieval shit.
Okay, got it.
Like the olden
like,
times.
Like give me, like wrap it up in a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Because there's a lot that movie. I'm like, this could have been done like 100 episodes ago.
I'd be eating it
got
up.
It. You I do too.
I'd
just love
it.
To.
See, but like, I'm not into it.
I'm into sci-fi though.
What's
I'm
your
really
favorite kind of movie? Sci-fi shit?
Yeah, I like fantasy. Like I like, and I think the reason why I like it is because I like to unwind from like real life. So like, I don't like to watch real life stuff as much as I like to watch fantasy. Cause I'm like, oh, it's so out of my realm of reality mm-hmm. that it's like, it takes me out of the real world.
I will say that's where me and Manny disagree the most mm-hmm. is movies? In TV and movies.
Shows and movies.
And shows.
What do you like?
But I like Marvel movies and you like Marvel movies.
I like Marvel, but that's about as far as I
you're
like
you're like
go.
Sebastian.
What is he?
Like Adam Sandler shit.
Oh yeah. Give it all. I like those comedy. Two, comedy. Like mm-hmm. Seth Rogen's one of my favorite people because of all his mm-hmm. comedies. I like to laugh. I like for it to be funny.
Yeah.
But I like stupid humor.
See, I'm like an old soul. I like movies that are, I don't know. Like I love my favorite movie on earth is
that?
I have a lot, but one of my favorites is Goodfellas.
Amazing movie. I've watched it 20 fucking times. It's the longest movie ever.
It's
what?
So
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's just a mafia
movie. What is it? Oh, it's a
so
mafia movie.
Good.
Okay, got it.
I love Casino.
I'm not into mafia stuff.
I love all that stuff. Yeah. I like things like that are kind of like deep, mm-hmm. kind of like
Ocean's 11 kind of vibes.
I've never watched
a little bit
the
more
Ocean's
a little bit
movie.
More like
elevated.
Intense.
More intense. Got it. Got it. I am obsessed with Goodfellas. It's one of the greatest
Goodfellas,
ever.
If you guys haven't watched it, oh my gosh.
Even
it is
old,
one of the best.
Me and Ty watched it recently. Even it's old. It's so good still.
Oh, ages well.
I can rewatch
it
a movie over so and well. Over and over again.
Yeah.
It's so good.
In general, that movie or movies
you should
in general?
Watch Goodfellas.
Like if I'm like, on, if I'm like on Netflix and it's like I won't go and look for it.
But if it's there. There. If it
oh,
finds
I'll watch
you,
it.
You're mm-hmm. going to watch it.
So good. And the girl, the main guy, his wife's name's Karen, and she's fucking crazy. And I'm like,
you're
that
like,
would
me?
Have been you in that time. Me? That would have been you. You would have been that Karen.
Oh my gosh.
I want to flush that cocaine down the toilet.
She's like going crazy in the bathroom.
She flushes the cocaine down and it's like the money they needed for something. And then when the cops leave, he's like looking, she's looking for it. And he's like, where is it? She goes, I flushed it down the toilet.
He's like,
what do you mean?
And he Karen! Goes, Karen! And he goes crazy.
No.
Watch, like,
it's so good.
Yeah. It's just such a good
and they all get whacked in the end.
Uh-huh. I like how much
I don't need to watch it then.
I love a good violent movie though.
Yeah. No.
Have you watched Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I like a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio movies too. Yeah. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Again, I'm an old soul over here. I like those movies.
Yeah. I love it. I appreciate it.
The iconic older movies.
The Departed. So good.
Do you like Quentin Tarantino movies?
Yeah.
Those are all really good.
I like those too.
Yeah.
I honestly like everything
but that sci-fi shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not into it. Star Trek, Star Wars.
Would you watch comedy?
Yeah. No, I do love comedy, you guys. Don't get me wrong. I love comedy, but sometimes I feel like Sebastian's favorite movie is Nacho Libre. And I'm like, what the
I love Nacho Libre too, dude. God, that movie, I love that movie.
That movie annoys me.
It's so funny.
I can't even
give me a piece of that corn.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's not funny.
That movie is not that funny to me.
I know. I probably said it wrong.
That movie's not funny to me.
Wait.
With the accent.
No. How does he say it?
Get that corn out of my face.
It's funny.
So I know what it says, but I can't get into that movie. I think it's honestly... So I don't
know. I haven't watched it in a long time. I don't think Jack
Black's funny.
Oh really?
I get what you mean. He's wild.
I love School of Rock.
He's a little different in that. A little bit.
I think he's definitely funnier in School of Rock than like other movies he's been in. I like him as the panda in Kung Fu Panda too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in that movie.
I think he's the panda.
She's like, am I crazy? Like Jack Black.
Do you like animated movies like Pixar and stuff like that?
Oh my god, Disney movies are my favorite. Absolutely.
Pixar and Disney.
It's the same thing, right? Yeah. Pixar, Disney, the same.
Yeah, essentially. Okay, before we end this a little bit, because it's like we're already like 47 minutes in. It's kind of shocking.
So fast.
We want to hear a little bit of juice. A little bit of tea. We always spill a little bit of tea on this podcast. The chisme. I'm a chismoso.
Chismoso?
Yeah, there. Look at that. That was good.
So we were kind of curious.
Chismosa?
I like the octave change when you do it too.
Am I supposed to change the octave?
No.
I feel like when I speak in Spanish, my voice gets higher. No, higher.
Mine's deeper.
Say it.
I don't know why. I feel like chismoso. I feel like
chismoso?
Chismosa?
It needs an upper.
I always feel like I talk deeper in Spanish. I don't know why. But anyway.
All right, so tell us about a brand experience, Karen.
We want an experience you had to deal with that was just
interesting.
Like, shit. We did an entire brand episode, and we want to hear from you as someone that works in brands. I saw my face in that photo,
in the main photo, you guys.
We should have zoomed in.
Literally.
Damn, a brand experience.
Maybe like, something's a little more interesting.
Whether it's a brand trip, a brand deal, an event, something that was just like wild that happened that you were just like, what the fuck, that you never talked about?
Or just something you didn't like.
Or you didn't like it. I see giggling. I see giggling.
There's only like one brand trip that I was.
No, not one.
One that was, yeah.
That was shockingly bad.
There was one brand trip that really, I mean, I've been on so many brand trips and so many events, and I feel like I've never really had a really odd experience. I have to say though, out of all the brands, beauty brands do it the best. They really go all out with everything.
Yeah.
Cause I've gone to non-beauty things like fashion.
Like lifestyle-y stuff.
Yeah. And the one thing a lot of like other brands lack in is just like, you know, being in social, like they don't know how to socialize, a lot of these events, social media people don't know how to socialize.
So
there's a lot that they lack in. So for that, I like just stick to the beauty ones. I think they're just much more fun and there's more to show when they're exciting. But anyways, I went on a brand trip one time a few years ago and it was to a beautiful, beautiful location. It was just a great group of people. Everything was really fun. On this trip, like as beautiful as it was, there was just a lot of like crazy things happening.
Drama.
A lot of drama, stuff with people's boyfriends, and then there was like actual physical fights on there.
See, that's like
that's crazy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
it was like one of those where I was like, okay, I think that was like my last time going with that brand because I went on a trip with them before that. Mm-hmm. It was also really
rough.
It's not even that it was rough. It's just like I feel like the poor brand was really trying to keep up with these brand trips as they were kind of new at the time.
Yeah.
So they were just trying to do the most. And when you do the most, it's like, it's that you lose the quality mm-hmm. of the brand, right? Mm-hmm. You lose the quality of what mm-hmm. you're trying to do. It's like you're yes. rushing in a thousand activities and this and that, and then things go south. We were like on the first trip, there was like a boat ride that everybody was vomiting. The there was branded puke bags,
yes.
which I
yes.
thought that was very odd. And then there was just like, even on our way back, nobody wanted to go on this boat. So everybody requested a plane, and the plane was literally something, a chopper from like
helicopters from like Vietnam.
Yes. And they were, they were old, so old to the point that I'm like, I look back and I'm like, holy shit, that could have crashed.
You're like, maybe we should get on the boat. Because
we were on a storm.
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of like things that happened that I was like, they were kind of oh my God, this is like not like too much. So then I went on with them on a second brand trip, and that was like it for me, where I'm like, I'm not doing this. Like, it was very just a lot of like pressure, a lot of force to do this, force to do that, post this, post that. And I was like, no, I don't even like this shit. Like, what the fuck? So things like that kept happening. Then there was fights, people hooking up with people. Then this happened.
That sounds like a reality TV show.
Like a hookup, like a person hooking up with someone else's boyfriend.
I don't know if that was the exact thing.
Okay, God, but it's like hooking up, like in general, like it's like weird. Like
people
like,
hooking up with people, yeah, and then like fights and then awkwardness, and then like there was like a lot of division between like the influencers and then the brand. Like it just got really messy, and I don't know, it left a bad taste in my mouth. From that point on, I said I need to be more selective who I'm surrounding myself with on these trips.
It taught you a lesson. Actually,
like, can reflect on me. It can make me look bad. I don't want to look, you know, have that what happened there reflect on me as who I am, like, and affect my career and my opportunities and whatnot. So that was just kind of like something that kind of shook me. But yeah, you guys know me, I don't want to get too juicy in the
no, you're so good too. You're always that. Like, wait, no, I don't want to get too crazy.
I know, I
get
Manny scared.
Was like, can I ask Karen what it's like to be not problematic?
Ask me more.
No, literally, I was like, what's it like to not be problematic? What do you think about, what do you think about beauty drama? Like, you're never in it.
My goodness. Okay, so I feel very honored that I've never been in any drama.
Yeah. Which is so iconic.
I think we should start drama with Karen.
I think we should. Let's do a Twitter war.
You know what it is? Here's my thing. I've seen people get dragged left and right.
Yeah.
Right? And I've seen how much it can affect. Yeah.
We're like,
we talked about this before. I see how much it can affect somebody like inside out. It affects everything about you. And I just like never want to go through that. So although like I see things going on, although times I want to like tweet things out, I learned to just not. I'm like, if there's someone I should vent to, it's probably just Sebastian. And sometimes he's just like, oh my God. But I've learned like, what is the point of venting and doing that just to delete it in a few minutes, you know? Cause I'm going to be like, fuck, why did I say that?
Right.
And even when I want to say something, it's like, I won't, because I just know that it's a temporary feeling. How I'm feeling is temporary. Upset I am. It's something that I will regret. And I'd never want to be that person that gets messy like that and whatnot. So I'm very grateful.
It took me a long time to learn that. I would say like my first like younger 20s, I was definitely more messy. And I think the older I got, I learned like how much value there is in minding your own business. Mm-hmm. And it took me, obviously, and a lot of other people, a long time to learn that. But there's like no way in hell you can drag me in any drama. Right. Even if you came for me, like I'll handle it privately, but you're not going to get me to react.
And that's the thing. Like, I have no beef with anyone. I have no problems with anyone. I really mind my business.
Yeah.
I also feel like a part of me, like I don't get too close to anyone.
Yeah.
So it's like I have my groups of friends and whatnot. So it's like there can never be like beef, because I'm just like in my own, I'm minding my own business.
You flutter. Like you're not like planted in one thing. You're like, I have a lot of friends.
Yeah. So it's like I think because of that, maybe that's why I haven't been anything, because I haven't been like, you know, I don't know.
It's weird. Too attached to situations.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I don't know. Sometimes I look and I'm like, maybe sometimes I'm too boring, because I just now I don't tweet out. I feel like sometimes I should do more, but what I do is just like beauty and home and whatnot.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, what if I was a little bit more like, you know,
spicy
and sassy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure like my audience and my views will go up. I don't know. Shit will change, you know, but I'm like, do I want that? Is that even worth it? Cause I see people do that. So a part of me also is like, is that even worth it?
Totally. Not totally. I mean, like, totally. I understand what you're saying. Totally.
Well, listen,
it's totally worth it.
If you were more spicy, I definitely don't think it's going to like put you as a canceled person or into drama. I think you're gonna deal with more opinions from your audience.
I don't want that, because I didn't ask for it.
Exactly.
Honestly, it just depends on what you're cool with.
What do you want to deal with?
Yeah.
I think also too, another reason I haven't I feel like I haven't been in any drama is because I have been, I started my Instagram account in 2011 or 12, the beginning of IG. Wow. When it was like, your pictures all had like frames on them and
I don't exactly.
Oh, yeah. You would use
X Pro, whatever. Yes. And the I have seen filter. The rise mm-hmm. of Instagram. I've been through it all. I've seen it all. I see people at their highest and I see people lose everything mm-hmm. and ruin everything. And mm-hmm. and I just feel like I'm traumatized from seeing everyone else go through things.
Yeah. Totally.
That it has scared me to actually have a voice.
Yeah.
That it has actually, because you will get scrutinized for everything you say.
Yeah.
Everything you talk about. If I fucking show a water bottle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The, like I think about the little things. Uh-huh. Like I am so cautious of what I post that because I've seen everybody get dragged for the dumbest shit.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of me is afraid to show too much, which is why I don't vlog. Because I'm like, God forbid, I roll my eyes at Sebastian and then all of a sudden I'm
they
the biggest bitch.
They have an unhappy yeah. relationship.
Yeah. It's like, there's just so many opinions and I don't want them, you know? I just want to do what I love, which is this beauty and share things I like in makeup and, you know, be a positive influence to people, mm-hmm. show them like my fitness journey, show them what I'm doing in a day. Like I don't care for anything else. And sometimes it's like people can be as innocent enough as to just like vlog their day or say something in a different tone and you get completely dragged. So because of that, I am like, I kind of walk on eggshells and Sebastian yeah. was always like, let loose because he's like you outside of camera, you're kind of a different person. You're a lot more relaxed and chill. You're not yeah. so, because he always trips out. He's like, when I do like YouTube videos, guys, believe this or not, I stutter like fucking crazy.
Oh, okay.
My makeup videos, I stutter. Oh my God. I'm like, not like a problem, but I just think about what I want to say too much. And mm-hmm. then I have to redo my entire video.
You like yeah. get caught up in the work.
The amount of refilming I do is fucking crazy.
Which
because,
blows my mind, because baby, if it's filmed, it's going live.
Maybe me too.
You ain't getting
it. And you're going live.
And we thought through time that would change with me, that I would just mm-hmm. like let that go. But Sebastian's like, it's that perfectionist in you that you always want yeah. things to be a certain way mm-hmm. and you need to relax and let it go. And I'm like, no, but I made this look and my energy was this. They're gonna think I'm sad. Like I'm always worried about what everyone's gonna say. That's the yeah. honest truth. I'm always worried because I've seen people get
drugged
through
the mud.
At any point that anyone shows any bit of themselves that's real, they get drugged.
It's really so in a way it's like it sucks because I hold back a lot. I want to share more, but I'm like, I don't want your opinion. I don't want your yeah. thoughts.
You're like, I'm happy and successful. I'm good. Also not sharing any of that. Yeah. So why get
and
into
then,
it?
But then a part of me is like, you know, I love to show people, like if I had you guys on Close Friends, you know, it's a different side of me on there.
Totally.
But,
y'all I love seeing Close Friends. Over there fucking being crazy. I'm just
kidding. No. But it's nice. My ass. No. But I definitely wish sometimes I just didn't like give a fuck.
Yeah.
I really wish I had that because that's one quality that I wish I wasn't, like I didn't care too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sucks.
This could be bad advice, but getting out of your comment section, getting out of your DMs will free your spirit.
Oh my God, I know.
It will free you. Mm-hmm. It will literally free
it's
you.
It's true. Like we literally had this conversation many
times.
We
did.
So how you guys asked me how I'm not problematic. How do you guys not give a fuck?
I feel like we don't give a fuck.
We
a
don't.
Lot.
We
so,
don't.
What do you do? Like, how do you not care? How do you say what you want? Because, man, you're very vocal. You share everything on your mind. You don't care whose feelings you're hurting. You don't care
if it's going I've even seen, like, people talk shit about you and you, like, mm-hmm. not even, like, you're just like, oh, okay.
I think that for me, it comes to knowing what my intention is. And when it comes to, like, let's say I hurt someone's feelings. Let's say, like, I'm never meaning and intending to hurt someone's feelings. I'm never intending to do the wrong thing. Had things happen, like that I did the wrong thing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I'm not purposely doing that. And if people can't understand that about me, then I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what it is. So I think that for me, it's like, I know where I'm coming from in my own mind. And I think that my family, my friends, they all know who I am. Like, you guys know how I am
and
in real life.
And your followers that like love you.
And your followers
you
that actually
that have been
hone in on you,
you
and they know and they like know how you are and they know your like manner. They know like the little things about you. They know you're not like being a bitch on purpose. You're not doing this on purpose. But like, right. I'm not going to say I don't have moments where like I do react like a bitch and I do have moments where I'm like, no, you're a fucking dick. And like, I will have those moments and I can't help it. But I've learned as time's gone on, as I've gotten older too, I'm also 32, you know? And so I'm like, as time goes on, I care less and less. And I think that as I get older, I'm like, the caring like gets left on the wayside more.
Yeah, you so get like to be more free.
Yeah, you get more free and you just feel a little more like, it's like when like people that are older, like people that are 90 year olds, they just
be
say whatever the fuck they want to
say.
They don't
fuck.
Give a fuck
don't give
because
a fuck.
As they get older, they care less and less on this because they realize and they hone in on what's actually important, how they feel. And I think that's what it's like, it's gotten to me now. And like, honestly, I'll always just talk about where I'm coming from and where I'm feeling. And if people want to stay around for that, where my genuine concerns, my genuine feelings, great. Like, fuck yeah, I'll continue to have a community for that. And if not, then they don't. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really care enough to like facilitate something fake. I'd rather just be like, no, this is my real ass self. And if you don't like it, then like, don't fucking watch it. You know?
I know. I love that about you. I've always loved that.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful thing because I feel like, I don't even have like anxiety, but it's like the fear sometimes I get when I'm just like, I want to say something and then I have to delete it and then redo it mm-hmm. again because I don't know. This was in the way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think too much. I worry too much about, as much as I don't care about what people say, I worry too much about, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, the thing is also what I've come to realize is that like, it's hard when you feel like things can go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the idea of like, if I do this and like this one thing that I could have picked at and gone away, like that could have saved me so much grief in the future. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people kind of hone in on that and they think like in an anxiety way, because you know, anxiety is worrying about the future, depression's about the past, and mm-hmm. that's kind of like how I always thought of it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, you really? Always get that.
Yeah, if that's you have anxiety, you're focusing on the future. If you have depression, you're focused in on the past.
Like you're depressed about something that happened already.
So if you're dealing with a lot of anxiety every day, you're worrying too much about like what could happen that hasn't happened.
You know, I actually do want to talk about that real quick. I don't have it, but I do want to show you guys something that's changed my life that...
No, please do. Like, literally share this exact moment.
I'll let you finish your sentence.
I don't know what I was saying. I completely on a tangent. No, I was just saying, like, I feel like because I've honed in on those kind of things, I feel like it's kind of helped me to be where I am now. Mm-hmm. And, like, now it's just, like... I've been through the worst. Like I've been drugged through the mud. Mm-hmm. I've been canceled before. I've lost hundreds of thousands. I lost so many different things that now it's like, I feel like if that didn't kill me, like.
Baby, what will?
It made me stronger.
I don't know what that's
yeah,
absolutely. Like.
Yeah, I know you don't.
What was that like for you?
It was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we, you guys imagine. Did it though. And we did. You know, I've always believed this. I'm like, don't come for me. I always feel that. You're the only one that can cancel yourself. Yeah. Like no matter how much the world will come for you, only you are in charge of being canceled.
Yeah.
So like if, for example, you had let all those comments get to you and you guys decided never to come back online and just turn it off, then you allowed it.
You made it happen.
But from at the very end, people will have to move on and they can choose to support you or not. And then you just continue doing it and you'll rebuild back up. And you guys are a prime example of that you can get out of that. You can get out of those situations and you guys did so well.
We appreciate Thank you.
No, I really admire both of you and
Aww, we love you. That's why we wanted to have you.
I want to really quickly circle about anxiety and stuff. Okay, so a few months ago, I realized I was always really, really, really stressed, like beyond stress. I think I went through a few months where I was like, I don't think I've ever shared this with anyone, but I was really stressed, like just had, I think it was anxiety that I was feeling because I would just like wake up and then if my day didn't go correctly, like a certain way, I felt like my whole day was like over and I needed to like, I'll start over again tomorrow. And then I couldn't focus. I didn't want to be in my beauty room. I was like really sad. I don't know why. And I just felt myself always feeling stressed and overwhelmed and thinking about so much stuff. So yeah, I think you're
definitely right. Anxiety for sure. Okay, so it sounds like to me.
Yeah. So then in July of last year, I decided to do like a 30 day of no drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in those 30 days, like I didn't notice, like I was expecting like, oh, I'm gonna lose like 10 dress size. No, I didn't notice anything, but I noticed I felt better.
Like
and
clarity.
Then, yeah. And then when it came in August, my birthday came around, I drank that weekend. And then after that weekend, I was kind of like, okay, I think I'm okay for a while. And then September 20th, Sebastian and I started like a full on like, or that's when I started a full diet, like new lifestyle change. We changed everything. We cut out sugars. We cut out alcohol. We cut out so much processed shit. Like our food is just honestly like healthy, like the healthiest I think we've ever been in our lives. It's wild. Which by the way, it's with a Coke Zero. Okay. Just so you guys know.
It's a Coke Zero, damn it.
No sugar in there, but we cut out like a lot of things. And, I was telling Sebastian this a few days ago or like last week. I was like, oh my God, have you noticed I am no longer like stressed? I no longer feel anxious. I no longer feel like sad. Like I completely stopped. And I really think we were just putting so much shit in our body.
That's true.
That it was affecting us. Like I don't remember the last time I was stressed about anything.
I watched a man that went on a podcast and his wife, he'd kind of eaten like a little rough his whole life. He wasn't like super overweight, but he had a good bit of health issues, sleeping problems, snoring, couple health issues here and there. He was getting older and his wife convinced him to only eat like baked chicken and broccoli for like 30 days, lunch and dinner, baked chicken and broccoli, nothing else. Every single health problem he had and the snoring stopped in a week.
Oh yeah. Sebastian doesn't snore anymore.
every health problem, every mental health problem he had went away. And he like contested this because he took out all the trash out of his food, went to chicken and broccoli. Obviously, you can mix it up a little bit. And it completely changed his life.
I promise you guys, like I remember like very, I don't think I have any issues, but with like the stress and like the mental things you think about, I swear, like all the shit in my body was affecting me. It was deteriorating me. I was like, I had no energy. I had low energy. I was sad. I was anxious. There were so many things, but we changed our complete diets. I went down 11 pounds, which is crazy because it doesn't.
That's insane.
Yeah, I went like nothing.
You're like shredded.
These pants don't fit me right now. These are like the tightest pants I have, and they don't even fit me anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 140. I'm 120. I'm about to be 128. Ah! I just keep on like dropping.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. But I'm eating a lot though. I'm eating really
good. Good stuff.
But the good
stuff. I still have my carbs, guys. I still have, I get protein in every single meal. Like I eat really, really good. I'm very satisfied with my meals. But I just put the good carbs in me, the good protein, the good stuff. But from cutting, like no more candy, none of that. I've noticed like
that's amazing.
Huge, huge change in how I feel and stuff. But yeah, Sebastian doesn't snore anymore.
See? At all.
I used to have terrible snoring problems.
It's like this That's dude insane. Was like having sore joints and like just like crazy medical problems terrible. That all went away.
Sebastian used to have the worst back on earth, like terrible.
Just terrible it's back. It's gone. It's fixed.
All that processed shit, honestly, all the chemicals.
Well,
it's fucked up with our body.
We should do a video with Sebastian on this stuff because he's, Sebastian is like so deep and says he's down 35 pounds.
Which is so crazy.
That is crazy. He looks every so time different. I see him, I feel bad because I like, I'm like,
you look so good.
You look great. Yeah, and I'm like, literally. You looked great before.
No,
but
right.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing. You do too, though.
No, I feel like him, he looks very.
I know you guys are working hard and like staying true, though. So you guys deserve all
you worked for
we could definitely come back and do something on that
a
because he's so into this right now.
Shout out La Platica.
Platica.
La Platica.
Platica. There we go. Platica.
He would be he would love to come in here. He would love all this
okay,
stuff.
Okay, next time.
Oh, I love it. We definitely
time
have
we're
to.
Gonna
we'll get more in
you
depth
guys.
About this in the future later on. But
this was really and more interesting, Miss Karine.
Huh?
I said, and more cheese later.
Oh, yes. I know. Come at me with more. Maybe I want to start spilling some.
Yeah, right.
You
she becomes a drama
job.
Channel.
You are messy
no,
at all.
You did an amazing
no, but
job.
See that to me. No, but see that to me. I'm like, okay, I didn't say any names. I didn't say anything.
No,
but I literally. Mean, I got some more stuff. But maybe that's for the next episode.
That's our next episode.
Time. Next.
That's
time.
Our next episode. Next. But time. Oh my god, thank you so much for coming on.
I know.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having me. This
so
is
much
amazing.
Fun.
And I'm glad you had fun with it because we had a lot of fun.
We did too.
I did too.
Chilling.
I'm glad you guys started this. I love.
Really?
Yeah. This needed to happen like forever ago. So
thank you so much.
We love it.
I'm sure everyone else feels the same way. You guys entertain everyone. Your guys' topics are always so great. And
Thank you.
We love you.
We love you.
And
we'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.